in a moment all about the event, but first, Dr. Kaplan, this is an international movement, and it has come to the First Coast in a big way. Why is it important to focus on local and sustainable agriculture?
Great question. And I wanted to say, I think this is, I'm so excited to be here for OneSpark, because like OneSpark, the Tour de Farm is an incredible connecting opportunity supporting the resources of our local community. And there's a whole lot of reasons why it's important to support local food. It keeps farmers on their family farms. It's a way to improve food security. It's a way to increase biodiversity. It tastes good. A carrot pulled from the ground the night before tastes infinitely sweeter than anything you'll get in the grocery store. It's also about sustainability, less dependence on oil. I could just go on and on, social justice. But my favorite is community. I have shaken the hand that bakes my bread, and I have eaten dinner on the farm that grows on my vegetables, and that is just an incredible, healthy, tasty, and neighborly experience.
And so many restaurants are supporting this movement. Restaurants, farmers, and artisans, Carmen, they are all part of the Tour de Farm. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect for people who come out Sunday.
Okay, awesome. So this Sunday we have 16 local farms that are at 15 different sites. We've paired a local chef partner with each of the sites to cook food and sell it at the farm that includes ingredients from each of the farms. We've also paired different artisans like bread makers, cheese makers, and other farmers like beekeepers to also have booths at each of the farms. And this year we've also added nonprofit partners in Northeast Florida that are committed to the good, clean, fair food movement.
Let me just give props to some of the participants. The list is very long, but everything from the Floridian and Bistro de Leon to Checkers Barbecue, every food truck you can think of and more. Also, Slow Food First Coast, part of this. Can you explain the concept of slow food?
Yeah, slow food's the opposite of fast food. So the principles of slow food are good, clean, and fair food, which encompasses more than we have time to talk about. But it's a really exciting international movement started in Italy in 1986, and the idea is to eat locally and eat healthy food that's grown and picked by people who are paid fairly, and food that tastes delicious.
So it's Sunday. People need to go to the website, and there's a little bit of hoofing it around to go to all the venues. But that's part of the fun, right?
Right, absolutely. So the tour starts basically wherever you want it. You can visit between probably 3 to 5 farms, depending on how fast you're moving. And there's a lot in the urban core, but also South Georgia and down to St. Augustine.
It covers a big area, doesn't it? You can
Yes.
pick and choose where you want to go.
Yeah, and the brochure will be available online at the slowfoodfirstcoast.org website, but also the booklets will be available at each of the sites.
Again, it's the 2014 Tour de Farm this Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. Come on out and support local and sustainable agriculture on the First Coast. The website, slowfoodfirstcoast.org. Thanks so much, Dr. Leslie Kaplan, Associate Director of the Honors Program at UNF, and Carmen Franz, Director of the Tour de Farm. By the way, you brought some goodies up on stage. We're getting CDs, we're getting aprons, we're getting everything. What do you have there?
We brought you a Slow Food First Coast apron.
Excellent.
For the kitchen.
All right.
And a t-shirt.
Thank you.
T-shirt.
Thanks so much. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Have fun at the festival. Have fun on Sunday. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.